Rave Radio. Greetings and salutations, everyone. I am your host of the show, AV Insider. If you found this show on accident, well, welcome. And if you are a dedicated, devoted listener, hey, thanks. I appreciate that. That's awesome. You're awesome, and I like you for you. Don't let anyone tell you anything different. And in which case, they do. Yeah, you're probably better than them. So just, shouldn't be friends with them anymore. As I mentioned, this is AV Insider, a show on Rave Radio. Rave Radio is sponsored by Ingram Micro, the world's largest technology distributor of flexible multi-channel supply chain solutions and more. And if you've been listening to this show, you probably know that past guests like, I don't know, Onkyo or a few other people, Sennheiser, are distributed of sorts through that company. And if I said that wrong, sorry Onkyo and sorry Ingram Micro, but I kind of feel like what I said is probably true. I guess we're just going to have to go back and listen to previous shows, and you can find that over at Rave Radio on the Rave Radio tab at ravepubs.com. As always, I have a special guest, and it just so happens that is a previous guest, and, you know, I've been known to know a thing or two about a thing or two, and when I don't know those things, I ask a professional. So I've asked Ryan Steffens of Onkyo, who is the Eastern Business Development Manager of Onkyo. And depending on how you view time, I had him on show about a year ago, and with my calculations, he probably runs the company by now. And if not, well, I don't know. Maybe he started his own company. But Ryan, thank you for taking the time.
As always, I'd like to think that I run Onkyo.
But, maybe you do. I don't know. I always tell people I have an evil twin, and I never know which one the evil one is.
I like that. That probably works out pretty well.
I guess it just depends on who I'm talking to at the time. The officer who pulls me over constantly does not really go for that one.
Probably only works once.
Assuming that I don't speak to the evil twin of that cop who pulls me over, it may be twice.
What are the odds?
Yeah, the odds aren't good for me if you're me, so there's that. Hey, man, how are things? You know, it's been roughly a year since we spoke last.
Yeah, things are great. We've had, obviously, our new product line launch, so our new 2015 receivers have all launched at this point, so that's exciting. We've got our turntable out and placed in a couple of cool new places that are giving us some exposure to the brand that we didn't have before. You know, our turntable can be found on urbanoutfitters.com, which is a pretty big win for us to have exposure to a new demographic and new customers that wouldn't usually see Onkyo. So it's been a pretty fun year thus far. Obviously, we're gearing up and getting ready for Cedia and then CES right behind it. So we're just on the grind, man.
All right. Speaking of the grind, that was a good handful of things, honestly. We have Cedia, we have CES, we have the whole army of new AVRs out there, and a turntable that you can now get at Urban Outfitters to maybe a crowd of people that, like you said, wouldn't have typically seen your products. But I think it's kind of hard to say unless you know your demographic really well. And I don't necessarily know. I think when talking audio technology, I'm often surprised on who knows what about whether that's really high-end stuff to mid-grade, even to lower level, on any form of conversations. And often I get surprised. You know, I'll talk to somebody, and when someone knows more than me, which is everybody I've ever met, they always surprise me, and I love just to listen to people. So I think that's kind of neat that you guys are at Urban Outfitters. I myself haven't been in there ever, so I now have to go down there because I want to see this on display.
Right now we're online only with them.
Oh, so well, that's okay. To the cloud, as we like to say on another show.
Yeah, but obviously, if they decide at some point to expand their selection in store, we'd do everything we can to be a part of that as well.
I think that would be great to go down to an Urban Outfitters once I start shopping there, of course, and see something like that on display. I mean, that's kind of neat. I mean, let's talk about the turntable itself. What model is this? What does it offer? Does it have a phono preamp built in, or is that something that's separate? What are we talking about here?
Yeah, our turntable is the CP1050. It's a direct drive turntable, real classic, you know, cosmetic with a little bit of kind of a modern flair. The build quality on it was obviously our focal point, so it's pretty overbuilt. Runs at $399. It's got the phono pre-out, obviously, and has your ground loop for it as well. So just a pretty sturdy, tried and true kind of design with a little bit of modern flair to introduce Onkyo to, you know, those people that obviously are eating up the vinyl right now, which seems to be more and more.
Now, you said CP1050, correct?
Yeah.
Direct drive turntable. I'm on your website. You can go over to onkyousa.com. That's onkyousa.com. Head over to the product selection, go down to turntables, and there it is, CP1050. Direct drive. It looks like the base is some sort of wood grain or painted wood base. It's pretty. Now, does this thing come with its own cartridges? Is that an accessory that you purchase later?
No, it does. It does come with a cartridge. I believe the cartridge that we're packaging with it right now is an Audio Technica.
Okay. And I'm assuming you have two of these and a microphone in your bedroom.
Yeah, as much as I wish I did. I haven't found a place for it yet, but I just redid my downstairs into a sort of man cave. Or as my wife will call it, the lady cave, which I think is a little risque. But we're hoping to find a little spot for a turntable and a two-channel setup so we can enjoy some vinyl.
I had a conversation with a lady I work with, and we were talking about speakers. And, you know, I have a brand of speakers in my little lobby. Actually, multiple brands. But every time I walk away, she likes to direct them with the typical tone, but this specific brand is really good for off-axis listening, so I don't have them towed in. So for optimal listening, they are just kind of straight out and flat, because the way the audio bounces around and reflects, it actually has a different type of sound, and it sounds really good without the toe-in. But every time I turn my back, she toes them in like to an extreme, to where that you would have to be sitting like 2 feet away from the speaker, and like, and purely based on the aesthetics, like, they, you know, they just look better. And I'm like, we're going to have an endless conversation of, like, audio looking better versus sounding better forever. And it kind of became the man cave versus the, what did you call it, your wife called it?
The lady cave.
The lady cave. Yes, a bit risque. I think if I started saying that, I would get in trouble. The cops would start following me around more often.
Quite possible.
The lady cave, I like that. And not for the risque thing, just because it's different. If there's any women listeners out there, and I'm sure all two of you are probably upset with me right now, that was Ryan's word, or Ryan's wife's word. The lady cave.
It's my wife, so it's sanctioned. It's a sanctioned word.
Okay, then I approve, and I'm hopefully not getting in trouble for saying it. Now, the lady cave, because... let's talk about that, because is this more aesthetically pleasing in terms of what is in the previous man cave?
Well, actually, I had a wall that was separating two rooms downstairs that we took out and made it one big entertainment area.
Okay.
So right now, I'm about to start building the bar on the one side. The right side of the room is right now a 5.1.2 Dolby Atmos theater setup, with a nice big comfy couch. Obviously a great place to watch the opening game of football, which I was doing just before. Obviously I jumped on here with you. It's actually incredible, because I finally have a place where I can really experience Dolby Atmos and Dolby Surround, which really kind of blew my mind. And all of the things that I've said, I'm glad to know that I was completely right as far as really what Dolby Atmos and Dolby Surround does for your listening and viewing experience.
Okay, let's go back a little bit. Dolby Atmos and Dolby Surround.
Yes.
You have a 5.1.2 Dolby Atmos surround sound in this lady cave.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. And if you aren't, for people listening who aren't familiar with Dolby Atmos or Dolby Surround Sound setup that their typical, let's just say it's 5.1, right? So you have your five channel speakers and the subwoofer. What 5.1.2 adds is the two heights, correct?
Yep.
Okay, so you have your five channel subwoofer and two heights now. And what the heights add is that second layer of audio for an immersive sound depth versus where things are on a linear plane, you now have a second layer of audio.
Yeah, absolutely.
How long have you had this in your lady cave?
So it's been going for about 2 months now.
Okay. And
obviously the first like week I was watching a movie every night. So I watched some obvious just Blu-rays with DTS HD Master or Dolby True HD, and then obviously got my hands on a couple of Dolby Atmos releases, such as John Wick and American Sniper are two that I've watched down there.
I haven't seen American Sniper, but John Wick was awesome.
Yeah, yeah. It
was really good.
Adding that whole new dimension of having audio from everywhere in the room, not just on that plane that's immediately around you, to be able to hear bullets flying and things flying over your head through the air next to you, in front of you, behind you, it's absolutely incredible.
Prior to building this experience, Dolby Atmos, in your lady cave, had you or your wife had any prior experience to Dolby Atmos?
We had kind of a little bit of a taste. I had brought home some of our SKH410 Dolby Atmos topper speakers.
Okay.
And I had put those up in our living room. But the viewing area just was, it was kind of rough to make it work because it's obviously, it was more of a living room than an actual entertainment area.
Okay.
So the distances were all off, so I just couldn't really get the experience. So we had kind of a taste. And even that obviously expanded the soundstage up front and gave you audio from, again, just from more places than you would get if you were just listening to a normal 5.1. But yeah, the theater downstairs completely just brought everything to life.
Now, remind me, the model you said, the toppers that you added when you brought home, what model is that?
The SKH410s, also found on our website in the speaker selection.
Thank you very much. I was going to direct people there. So now those, what those add, you typically would add, like, that's a left and a right, or right and left, depending on how you view things. Sit on top of your left or right, but this adds the height, correct? Or is this a left and a right and a left and right height?
No, this is just a really cool, convenient way of adding Dolby Atmos with any existing home theater setup. So they can sit on top of your tower speakers, your bookshelf speakers. They could sit on top of your entertainment center. The very versatile way just to add those height channels to your existing surround sound setup.
And they have, I don't know how to describe because I don't have the correct angle, but roughly, let's just say it's about 45 degree that those speakers sit on in that speaker, correct? And they shoot up or 30 degree, depending on how they are set, and reflect off the ceiling. Is that correct?
Yep. Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Okay. And those were around when we talked last year, around December, correct?
Yeah, those were just coming out, I think, when we talked last year.
I think Onkyo, to my knowledge, you guys have been doing a huge, huge Dolby Atmos push for product in your entire line of AVRs having that support, correct?
Absolutely. We currently have the lowest entry point into Dolby Atmos with our TX-SR444, our $399 receiver that is 7.1 and features Dolby Atmos technology, because as soon as we heard it, we knew that this was going to be the future of home theater. Once you hear a Dolby Atmos demonstration, you can't go back to just regular 5.1 because it will just never sound as good. So, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're trying to offer Dolby Atmos to as many customers, types of customers, price points, demographics as we can, because the technology is so incredible and it's something that we want everyone to be able to experience.
Do you find yourself going to the theater when a Dolby Atmos movie is released just because it's in Dolby Atmos versus just a standard surround?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it kind of goes hand in hand because the movies that are released in Dolby Atmos typically are going to be those more blockbuster type movies that there's just no replacement for being in the theater and experiencing it. But yeah, I mean, I'll even go as, you know, so far as to make sure that I go to a theater that features the Dolby Atmos technology. You know, I actually drove while traveling in Chicago, like 40 minutes away from my hotel, so I could go see Guardians of the Galaxy in Dolby Atmos.
40 minutes, that's like two-thirds of my daily commute one way to work. I could do that. I could definitely do that.
Yeah.
I commute about an hour and 15 minutes one way to work without traffic, and that's kind of
That's dedication, my friend.
Oh, man. And it's mainly just because it's in the Napa Valley. Not that where I live isn't much nicer. It's the Sonoma Valley, so it's just a different side of wine country.
Sure.
Yeah, so I can't complain too much because it's mainly vineyards the entire way. Although, yeah, I mean, it's not bad scenery. Although California's currently on fire and dry, so it's not the best scenery currently. And it's very hot here.
Yeah, it's not to rub it in. It's raining here right now.
I think it's raining everywhere in the world but here for the last 2 years, I think. If I'm, you know, correct. Remind me, where are you located?
I'm located up in, I live in Sparta, New Jersey.
Okay.
I know a little bit of your pain. Our offices are located in Upper Saddle River, which is about a 50-minute, hour-long commute for myself.
Okay.
So I live in northwestern New Jersey, which my marketing manager, Kevin Brennan at Onkyo, refers to as Winterfell due to due to obviously it being north and me getting snow in times when most of New Jersey is getting rained on.
Now, do you get snowed in where you are, or no? It doesn't happen like that.
There's been a couple of times where I couldn't get out. I used to drive a Mini Cooper, which was kind of a nightmare, not because it was especially bad in the snow, but because it was so low to the ground that if they didn't plow my road, I couldn't get out of my driveway.
You got to drive a snowplow to work, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I kind of envy you and I kind of don't. I don't get snowed in, but we also don't get a lot of water or anything, so that's where I envy you. Also, your commute takes you to Onkyo every day, and that's got to be pretty damn awesome.
It's not half bad.
Right? Well, the other half, now that's different.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so the basic opening Onkyo, well, it is Onkyo, right? I can get a full Dolby Atmos surround sound system, speakers and all, from Onkyo, correct? For less than $1,000, I think?
Yeah, yeah.
What's the basic package for someone who wants to get a, you know, they're thinking about doing, you know, I'm taking the plunge or I want to upgrade my system. I guess that's two different things. They want to do, you know, a basic package. They're not upgrading.
Sure.
They just want to do a Dolby surround sound system. Maybe they have two channel or they don't have anything at all.
Yeah, I mean, the best option for somebody that's looking to get into Dolby Atmos and has nothing currently would be our HTS 7700. This is a all complete package with the receiver, speakers, subwoofer, that's going to run them $799 and give them the Dolby Atmos experience. The front speakers, larger bookshelf style speakers, have built in those 30, 40 degree angled drivers for that top firing reflective effect built right into them. So for $799, you go home with the complete package.
Speaker wire not included.
Speaker wire included, sir.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy.
Don't shortchange us.
Okay.
Color-coded speaker
I
wire.
I stand corrected.
Make it even easier.
I was kind of hoping that I was going to get over on people. Well, that's, you know what? That's awesome. Okay. Now, is there an on-screen display so they can teach people how to set this up?
Yeah, there's a simple on-screen display and menu for that. Obviously, we have a lot of support online for how to set up these things. We have a YouTube channel. We have obviously a great support staff at our office that you can call and get help from. And it's an excellent, easy way to jump into home theater. And then from there, if you want to upgrade your speakers, the receiver is more than capable to handle, you know, almost anything that you're going to want to throw at it. If you wanted to upgrade to, you know, a different Onkyo receiver down the road, the speakers obviously will work perfectly fine. So it's a very versatile way to get yourself a 5.1.2 Dolby Atmos home theater for less than $1,000.
You guys are just making it ridiculously easy for people to enjoy the newest
variation of sound. We are making it as hard as possible for you to walk out of that store without Dolby Atmos.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I still feel that there's like a lot of people out there that aren't really familiar with what even Dolby Atmos is.
Certainly, certainly. And I think that that is getting better. We're seeing more and more of our regional retailers, you know, make sure that they have a Dolby Atmos display in store. You're seeing more and more of our custom installers get on board and understand the importance of Dolby Atmos and object-based audio. And then more importantly, we're seeing more and more content. So recently, Mad Max Fury Road is announced that it's going to, that it was released with Dolby Atmos.
I feel ripped off. I didn't get to see it in Dolby Atmos.
Yeah, you got Mission Impossible Rogue Nation is going to be released in Dolby Atmos. American Sniper Unbroken. If you're looking for some throwback and you love Gary Oldman, they're going to re-release The Fifth Element, Bram Stoker's Dracula, and The Professional in Dolby Atmos. Yeah.
You're messing with my mind right now.
Yeah, so that was kind of the important part, which we now have, is the access to the content. And, you know, customers are cool with the idea of going home and having a new experience based off of Dolby Surround, taking anything they listen to and simulating Dolby Atmos. But obviously the true content that's encoded in Dolby Atmos is what we needed, and we're there. So we're very excited.
Now that's with the re-release and actual mix from the engineer standpoint in the movies for Dolby Atmos, where it's coded that way. Now you talked about kind of like faking it, if you will, or even up mixing, right?
Yes, we like that. We like that version of it much better.
Is that something that your Onkyo receivers can handle? I mean, Absolutely. Take that and recreate that sort of effect. While it's not true from the engineer standpoint, but it is giving you some sort of playback experience at Atmos level.
Absolutely, and it's any multi-channel source that's coming into that receiver. So from Thursday Night Football that I was just watching before, with the sound of the crowd in the stadium completely surrounding you because you have effect from overhead, to TV, Game of Thrones, whatever you find yourself watching, obviously streaming, so all of your Netflix and all those streams that are coming in at 5.1 Dolby Digital Plus, typically, that's all going to be able to be converted and give you that experience. And then what I found to be even more incredible is gaming. For the guys and girls out there that are into gaming, especially Call of Duty, the first time I fired up my 5.1.2 setup downstairs and fired off a round in Call of Duty, I mean, it shook the room. It reverberated through the entire room. It was like nothing I had ever heard before.
Now, let's talk about... Well, okay, I guess we talk about gaming. Yes, gaming, I think, is a huge thing for home theaters. Maybe the last few years, and maybe I think people haven't given that much thought as something that might be a bigger thing for home theater than not. I mean, first, if it's... Whether that's a large flat screen panel TV, a projection system, or just a larger display, gaming in a theater aspect, whether that's two-channel, multi-channel, or now even Dolby Atmos, is pretty awesome, to say the least. To give it now an upmixed version where you have the height layer, I have not had that yet, but I imagine it's probably not too far for me to go down to the store and get an upgraded system, especially on an affordable level.
Sure.
I think that would be phenomenal. I don't think that any of my lady friends would want to ever talk to me again, because I'm probably playing video games for the rest of my life alone. But if it's in the lady cave, maybe it's okay.
It all depends.
Right? In the lady cave, how long did it take for you to adjust the sound? You went through, I'm sure you've done it multiple times since you work for Onkyo, but setting it up, it's all dedicated now.
Yeah.
Did you have to make any adjustments to kind of dial in the height?
Not really. I actually used our AccuEQ technology, which is our room calibration technology that's built into the Onkyo receivers, and was able to get my system dialed in right where I want it to be. It did a very good job. And, you know, down the road, if I want to tweak, that's one of the great things about our calibration technology is you can tweak. So if I want to throw a little more overhead effect in there, I can. But I was actually really happy with the way the calibration has set it up for me, so I haven't really touched it.
So basically, Anka Yu was doing everything for you on a very affordable level.
Absolutely.
You're making my job obsolete here, Ryan, and it's pretty damn difficult to get past this.
Well, we don't want to do that.
No, but I mean, that does make it pretty convenient for the general consumer to get an experience and get it all set up fairly quickly and not have to be the most technologically inclined person in the world and still experience what this new surround sound technology is all about.
Certainly. I mean, so, that's our one of our main goals in everything we do is making sure that the products we make are easy to use, because we could pack, you know, every feature that you could ever want into that black box, but if you can't figure out how to use it or the remote's too hard to figure out, then there's really no value in any of that.
That's one thing I always say about in custom integration, right? I always talk with my friends about, you know, custom graphic user interfaces, you know, look out this really cool button graphic and UI and system and colors that I made and all this stuff. And if it's difficult to use, it doesn't matter how good the system is because you're not going to use it.
Sure.
If it's hard to navigate, you know, I don't use that smart system. It's dumb, you know, or I always hear these terms thrown around or, you know, and it ends up, it just becomes something, if it's not user friendly, it's something that just doesn't get used. And making it easy for somebody obviously is probably the best thing you could ever do for anybody, because obviously you want your products to be used and you want them to tell their friends about it. And if anything, that's just going to advance the user base. And,
sure.
And, well, I mean, going back to Dolby Atmos, I mean, I think more and more people are going to start to be calling it up by name if they aren't already. Before we move any further, as always, I'd like to thank my sponsor, Ingram Micro. I said their name in the beginning, so if you weren't listening, listen this time. They're at ingrammicro.com. They are the world's largest technology distributor delivering flexible multi-channel supply chain solutions and more. And if I was wrong in the beginning, I hopefully am not still wrong, but Onkyo, you guys are distribution, correct? Through them? And now, is there any specific product line that's in distribution through them, or is it everything? Is it certain products that you protect?
No, I actually, so I don't manage that account, but as far as I know, that would be pretty much all the Onkyo products.
Awesome. Well, again, head over to ingrammicro.com and you can get some of these products in your home today and set up soon. Now, in terms of classes and learning more about audio and your products, does Onkyo offer any sort of education to either end users or maybe more specifically the custom installer market?
We do the best we can. We certainly have a lot of really helpful videos available on our YouTube channel. I think more importantly would be our customer support. You know, we have a 24-hour customer support line that's available not only to customers, but obviously installers. You know, we really try to give a more personal approach to that. So we have a product specialist / trainer that's available for those guys to contact. I myself speak with them pretty often to try to help them through any issues. And, you know, we just try to come at it from all angles and make sure that no matter what, they can, you know, get their way through it and figure out whatever issue they're having.
In terms, well, one of the other things you mentioned is coming up very, very soon.
Yeah.
CEDIA. If you're not familiar with what CEDIA is, that is the Custom Electronic Design Installation Association. That is for, I would say, more specifically the residential side of the market. That's where you're going to see a lot of this home systems and things like that. Not to say that you couldn't use some of the stuff in the commercial side, but I think it's geared heavily towards the residential market. This year it is in Texas. I don't recall where because I don't know anything outside of my little slice of the world.
Dallas,
Texas, a place I've never been. but I hear good things, you know.
Yeah.
It probably have rain and I don't. So that's a plus.
Dallas, yeah, they've Texas. Got, so let's see. They've got the that spot, obviously, where John F. Kennedy was shot. I know that that's there.
That's a place.
And they've got a Gas Monkey, which is a, I don't know if you're into cars, but pretty excited to see that.
That's the TV show, right? That's that garage where Fast and Loud.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, exactly.
And gotcha.
And right. And obviously Texas, so good barbecue, and I imagine a lot of country music and really friendly people.
I think all those things are true, but again, I only know one person from Texas, and she's pretty awesome. But other than that, I got nothing. But Cedia, it's coming up, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but do you know what your booth is going to be this year?
Yeah, our booth is going to be, well, we're booth number 5138 for anyone that's going to be there. We're going to have an awesome Atmos demo to show off. You know, the again, the Atmos technology, and make sure that everyone understands the importance of it in home theater and what it means for us, as obviously the people that are attending CDR are all installers, so that's their business. We'll have all of the products that really are geared towards custom installation. We will be showing off our two new receivers, the TX RZ 800 and 900. Which just launched recently and have a slew of features that are geared towards these custom installers. RS-232, IR inputs, 12-volt triggers. They're both THX Select 2 certified. They both obviously feature Onkyo's wide-range amplification technology and are super dynamic in the way that they can reproduce audio. So when it comes to home theater, there's really nothing better than a dynamic amplifier. And the RZ900, which is the higher end of the two, at $1,499, has a massive custom-made toroidal transformer. So I believe the plan is to have that bad boy topless, showing off, obviously, the build quality and all the custom parts and components that go into these Onkyo receivers.
Do you mind if I ask where you get the toroids from, or can you not share that information?
I'd have to kill you.
If I guess right, blink once for yes, but blink twice for no. I'm going to say Plytron Power. But that's... Did you blink twice? Oh, man.
I can't tell you.
All right. We'll come back to that another time. Cedia. It is in Texas, like we mentioned. Dallas, place I've never been to. I'm hoping to go in October for the 14th through the 17th. And what was the booth number again?
5138.
Man, I can't stump you on any of these questions. I wasn't really expected to have you get all of them.
You're not trying hard, though.
So. I feel like I am, and it's just not... none of these things are landing, man. I haven't had enough coffee today, so, yeah.
I mean, and you've got a three-hour benefit here. I mean, it's almost 11 o'clock here on a Thursday for me.
I know. I really hope that you got some sort of DVR recording your football, man.
Yeah, I think it automatically is downstairs.
Yeah, right? That's technology. It should just be... Well, if it's the lady cave, I don't know. Does your wife big on football?
She actually is. She's in two fantasy leagues. She is not big on football tonight.
Not tonight?
She's not big on football tonight because she is... Well, when I left downstairs, she was passed out head-to-head with one of my two boxers on the couch. So
I've seen those boxers on Instagram. They're awesome.
Yeah. Gunther and Heinrich. We love them.
Nice. All right. Well, let's talk about this. I don't know of any Dolby Atmos audio performances on disc. I mean, they might exist, but I'm not familiar with them. So, when you were in the Lady Cave, do you listen to any sort of audio in Dolby Atmos format, or is that not something that you would do?
Music-wise?
Yes.
I have not yet. Everything down there so far has been TV, movies, or video games. I have not. I can only imagine what it will do, because obviously the ability to place audio anywhere in the room, you know, I have heard some of the demo tracks, which are music heavy and mm-hmm. have, you know, real dramatic type scores to them. I mean, obviously it's only going to make listening to a live performance in your entertainment area better, because it's going to be able to actually put you in and make you feel as if you're actually there.
That's the only thing I can imagine. I mean, I don't know if that would even work, but I'm curious to see if people are actually going to, or engineers are going to start doing that, or if performers are going to start requesting that it be mixed that way.
Yeah, I mean, the ability for Dolby Atmos to, you know, the idea is it's object-based audio. So it's not channel-based anymore. So their ability, the engineer's ability to place a sound anywhere in the room is there. So the ability to, bring that sound stage up so that your music performance isn't coming just from that ear level. You know, it's the entire front of the room could be the stage. It could absolutely be something incredible.
I can only hope so. Again, I need to upgrade my system, man. I've been big on two-channel. Not that I'm not a fan of Atmos or surround sound. I have a little tiny apartment. So I don't think my neighbors are going to like that, but, you know, it's my world.
You don't know. You don't know until you try.
Yeah, I know, right? And Yoda says there is no do or no try. Damn it, I ruined that one. Gary K, if you're listening, you'd be very upset with me right now. Gary's the founder over here at Rave, and he'd be very upset to know that I said that wrong because we were both big on Star Wars and I goofed it up. So I'll just delete that part, and if I don't, whoops. So tell me what I like to know what people are listening to. What was the last physical CD, and music-wise, not like an audiobook or something, that you've listened to? Do you own CDs? Is that something you're long gone? Is streaming more of your thing now? Or
so actually, I just recently traded in my car about 4 months
for
ago.
For a CD? It's better be a good CD. Dude,
man. Green Day Dookie. No.
Wow.
Well, I mean, no, that's so that's I traded in my car, and it really broke my heart. I accidentally left my, not even sure where I got it, my Pepsi-branded, you know, circular zipper CD holder that had survived from my first car, my 1985 Buick Regal.
Nice.
That had, you know, maybe 3 discs that would still play because they were so scratched.
Yeah.
But like Led Zeppelin, I think 2 was in there. I had the Who by Numbers. I think I had 50 Cent, wow, Get Rich or Die Trying in there. I mean, it was an eclectic mix, and I left it in the car and I lost it.
Ouch.
But I will tell you that I did buy a CD recently. It's in my CD player in my current car, and it's Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band by the Beatles.
Good stuff. All good stuff. I haven't heard that album for at least 2 years.
Yeah, it had been a while. I decided that listening to music at the office, because obviously working for an audio company, we always got to have the music playing. We always got to be enjoying audio. So I have a nice little mini system at my desk. I'm always playing music. And, Pandora wasn't cutting it for me anymore. So I looked up the top 500 albums according to Rolling Stone.
Okay.
And I just started going through the list.
And you just started buying discs, or?
Well, I had to buy Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band because it was number one. And I felt like I couldn't get away with not listening to number one. So I had to buy that one. I've cheated, you know, since then, and there's been some stuff that I can't find on Spotify, which is my streaming service of choice.
Okay.
But I think I made it to, been traveling a little bit lately. I'm pretty sure I made it somewhere around to like number 70 was where I left off.
Wow. Now, at work, you have your area where you have a system, and does everyone have their own audio systems, or is there like a general area where you can all kind of go lounge and listen to music together, or does that not work that way?
And there's a few people that have systems throughout. Obviously, we try to be respectful with the volume. A lot of people have headphones, you know, Onkyo headphones that they use to kind of be able to get some alone time. Our office is very open format, so, you know, there's not really a lot of privacy.
Okay.
I would say that if you hear music in the office, you're probably most likely that I'm guilty of the one being playing it.
Does anyone ever complain or no?
No, actually, I have a ritual I try to remember when I'm there every Friday, that at 5 p.m. I play Rebecca Black Friday.
So everyone goes home or what? Or the old
party? You know, it's 5 o'clock. It's time to enjoy the weekend. So I kind of started out at a reasonable volume level and slowly raise it up to the point where, you know, people will stand up.
That's the kind of stuff you need to put like on Periscope or something, man.
I've thought about it.
I feel like you should do that. I don't know if you're on there, but I'm going to follow you as soon as I figure out what that is, just so I can, every Friday, I can hear Rebecca Black jamming out at a moderate level. and slowly increase and watch everyone else around the Onkyo offices either rampage you or just do like a flash dance into the weekend.
You'll have to find out.
Tune in next time, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think that is some good stuff. What about... Okay, you have a few discs. You have... Well, I know you don't have the new Onkyo turntable, but that doesn't mean you don't have vinyl. Do you have any vinyl?
I actually don't have vinyl.
That
I have.
You have no vinyl.
I have no vinyl.
That's okay. That doesn't mean
I
you
really
have
want
to like
vinyl.
It.
Yeah. I want so bad to have vinyl. I know that I could easily pillage my parents' vinyl, so uh-huh. That's obviously in the back of my mind. Really, what I'd want to do, because I think that vinyl is obviously so much more of an intimate experience way to listen to music. I think it would be my plan is to set up a turntable, go over, take my dad's records, and you know, I think it'll be a really cool experience to listen to all the stuff that he listened to, you know, when he was young. So that's kind of the plan.
Yeah, I think vinyl and disc, I mean, vinyl is a little more intimate than disc, but I think the physical format, there's something to be said for it in terms of, you know, getting up to go change, you know, change a track, flip the vinyl, you know, moving the tone arm and things like that, lifting on the needle and things like that. I have multiple turntables and a lot of vinyl. I will say that be careful because it's heat sensitive.
Yeah.
I was having a conversation with one of my Canadian audio manufacturers today in Napa Valley after hours, and we were talking about, you know, the first album I ever bought and all these things, and you know what was your first disc and music and, you know, what he listened to and, you know, the first vinyl, and I kind of just cringed when he said that, and he was like, what? I'm like, the first vinyl I ever had melted in the sun.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I was, like, so excited, and he went down to the local record store, and it was, like, the whole picking out thing, and that's, I think, another thing I missed was, going into a music store, man, that's...
Sure.
That's...
Listening to an entire album beginning to end. I mean...
Yeah, and then, like, you know what? I love this. I want this, and I want to
buy... I mean, and that's certainly one of the things, I mean, obviously... Wireless and streaming and Bluetooth, it's all great and it's very convenient, but
sometimes
I think everyone's guilty of kind of making music background noise instead of really sitting down and listening to it.
Now, that's a good point. Do you feel that if you aren't sitting down and listening to it, you're not necessarily experiencing it to its full capabilities?
Yeah, I think it would be hard to argue that you could. I mean, you know, if I come home and I throw on some music in the background while I'm washing the dishes, maybe, you know, I'm singing along and I'm listening to it. But if you were to put on a new song that I had never heard, I mean, and you're trying to do stuff around the house or, yeah, you're just certainly not going to experience it the same way as you would with vinyl, where you're dedicating your time to sit down, set it up, listen to it. So, yeah, I would certainly say that.
I think that's a good valid argument, and this is something I've had with multiple people talking about, you know, if you're not sitting down and you have, you know, whether, you know, your phone's set away or put on vibrate, the TV's off, you know, visually not looking at it, right? You know, the TV, because it's distracting. You're not necessarily paying attention to the audio and experiencing the way music should be. Because there are all these little distractions, you know, the phone and the internet being one, you know, visual from TV or people or other things, whether that's, you know, things at home, like you said, the dishes, and you're kind of off and away and, you know, doing other things, you still hear it, but maybe you're not necessarily listening to what you should be listening to.
Yeah, and I think part of it goes to the quality as well. I mean, if you're sitting there listening to music from the speakers on your phone, you're certainly not going to hear the nuances and different textures of a song. So how could it captivate you the same way?
Yeah, that's... I agree. Now, check this out. What if you and your wife and having some friends over, right? And you have music playing and you're kind of, you know, you're entertaining, you're kind of moving around, you have your friends doing your thing, maybe you're barbecuing. Do you feel that... maybe you're not sitting down and you guys are all just listening to the music. You're kind of moving around the room, you're talking, doing these things, and, you know, Sgt. Pepper's album comes on. And there's one of your favorite tracks that come on, and it catches your ear. Do you feel that while you're engaged in a conversation with friends and that happens, that you can still be captivated by the music, or there are too many distractions?
I think it depends on how good the conversation is.
Good point.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you've got that song that comes on and you're like, hold on a second, I love this song. And you turn it up so you can't hear the other person. You know, and other times the conversation's good enough that maybe you don't even realize till it's halfway through the song.
All valid points. Good. Those are my own personal notes. I'm going to write these down and I'm going to tweet them out later and say Onkyo approved.
Perfect.
Any other things you'd like to mention? We talked about the new turntable, where you can get it at Urban Outfitters. Hopefully they're going to be a physical format when you walk in and I start shopping there, I can go get me one.
So just real quick with the turntable, we're actually got a really cool giveaway right now.
For me? Thank you.
Well, there's a new app called Fever app, which as far as I know is a really cool way to find out what's cool and happening, you know, in your city. I believe they have a few cities they're supporting now and they're going to expand upon that, but they're doing a giveaway right now. So it's a really cool way to a chance to get your hands on an Onkyo turntable, you know, for nothing.
And it's called Fever.
Fever app. I believe if you Google Fever app, you will find it.
Oh, I'm there. I see it on iTunes and I see it on Android. I'm an Android person. So I'm going to the Google or the Play Store or whatever they call themselves now. It's a lifestyle app.
Yes.
And remind me, what does this do? It looks like it says it's discover the best things to do in your city.
Perfect. That pretty much sums it up, doesn't it?
Yeah. All right. Head over to Google Play or the iTunes Store, download Fever app. Onkyo approved.
Yeah.
And by doing so, they're giving this away?
Yeah, they're giving away a CP1050.
I don't want to give all the details, but I say go download the app and see if you can get yourself a CP1050 and enjoy some music. In the physical format, sit down and enjoy life.
Hell yeah.
Anything else that you can talk about, or maybe we can't talk about because we're not close enough to Cedia yet?
No, I would say that Cedia and then obviously CES, we're coming up. You know, we've kind of showed our cards for this year, and next year, obviously, we'll have some new stuff, some cool new products and new things as far as receivers go and technologies and just constantly pushing the envelope in home theater.
And that, you said that most likely we'll be showing it at CES and that'll be the next major...
Yeah, obviously that's kind of where the new stuff's really showed off.
If anyone out there is not familiar with CES and you're big into gadgets, technology, and that lifestyle...
Then you should know about CES.
You should know about CES. The CEA, the Consumer Electronics Association, throws a show in Vegas with all the heathens, because it's the desert, mainly.
Yes.
Called CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, and it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a show for consumers and electronics, and it's all the goodies and things that happen day one, basically. In Las Vegas, Nevada, January 6th through 9th, 2016. Will we see you there? I hope so. Ryan, remind me, if anyone is interested in reaching out to learn more about Onkyo, what's the best way to do that?
I would say head to onkyousa.com. That's where you're going to find, obviously, all of our products. From there, you can find links to our product support page. You can find links to our YouTube page and anything that you could want to know about Onkyo.
Speaking of YouTube page, should you be so inclined to learn more visual-wise, head over to youtube.com/user/OnkyoUS. They're also on Google+, Facebook, which happens to be facebook.com/OnkyoUSA, and if Twitter still exists tomorrow, it's at Onkyo_USA.
Ryan, don't forget Instagram.
Oh, wow. How could I forget Instagram? If you're a visual person, I'm pretty sure it's just at OnkyoUSA, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, sometimes I forget that Instagram exists, and then 2 minutes later, I hop on there and start liking things. If anyone wants to reach out, has any questions for you, is there a good way to do that?
No, please do not reach out to me. No,
noted,
I would say,
shoot,
this is going to be crazy. Let's see what happens. I would say, shoot me an email, and my email address is Ryan, R-I-A-N. Stephens, Steffens, at us.onkyo.com.
Ryan.Stephens at us.onkyo.com.
At us.onkyo.com.
Too many dots in there.
I have so many dots. And my name is not easy to spell, so we'll see if anyone actually gets through.
You know, the first time I saw it, I was like, okay, this guy's clearly, the name is Ryan. There's no way it's, you know, anything other than that. And then when I talked to you a year ago, you told me, look, it's not Rianne, it's not this, it's Ryan. I'm like, I kind of assumed, but I also assumed that you've probably heard that your whole life.
I mean, a lot of substitute teachers called out Rianne, I can tell you that. And some even said Rain.
Rain, all right. Like chocolate rain, but not...
Dyslexic substitute teachers, I guess.
Rain? Or you're like, no, come on, man. You're not even trying right now. Ryan, that has been... This has been fun, and I always enjoy it. I'd like to have you back on the show, hopefully before another year's time. And I'd like to learn more, maybe around CES time in January.
I'd love it.
Yeah, man. Everyone, this has been AV Insider. Should you have any questions for me, maybe you want to tell me that you like the show, that's great. If you hate the show, it's less great, but you can tell me at my email, and I'll give that out. It's Johnny, JohnnyMota, the number 3, at Gmail, because I like Google. And if you want to tweet me, it's at JMota, the number 3, at JMota3. Same on Instagram. If you like images and pretty much everything else out there, you can just Google my name. I might show up, but you'll never know if you're speaking to the evil twin or not. I'll give you a hint. I typically wear black on black on black. So if you ever see me in a white shirt like I was today, that's probably my evil twin. Everyone, this has been AV Insider, and we will see you in the cloud.